will you do this? Will you imprison me even if I refuse and bring before you a clear sign, even if I show you a miracle, a great miracle? Perhaps that will convince you that what I am saying is the truth. قَالَ فَأْتِبِهِ إِنْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ Fir'aun said, bring it. That in the same day, you have Fir'aun and you have Musa and Harun alayhi salam, and they are sitting in front of the mighty king of Egypt, whom the people of Egypt believe to be God. And he is surrounded by all his chiefs and all his courtiers and all the people of his assembly and his cabinet. And there is turning to upside him while this discussion is taking place between Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. So Fir'aun said to him, bring it, produce it, show me the miracle, if you are from the months of 51. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ تُحْبَانٌ مُّبِينٌ That asa of his, that staff of his, which we spoke of earlier, that he always carried along with him, and that staff of his that he used while he was traveling back from Midian to Egypt, that very same staff, when Allah first introduced himself to Musa alayhi salam, which he threw to the ground, and that transferred into a little snake. For the day Allah said, فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ It was a حَيَّةٌ. When he threw the stick down, it transformed into a حَيَّةٌ. Over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when he threw his stick down to the ground, فَإِذَا هِيَ تُحْبَانٌ Here it became a تُحْبَان. What's the difference between حَيَّةٌ and تُحْبَان? حَيَّةٌ is a little snake. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى A garden snake, for example. We do not refer to it as a تُحْبَان. He referred to it as a hayyatun. So the first time when Musa alayhi salam threw down his staff to the ground, what a miracle! A staff converted, transformed into a snake. It actually became a snake. It's not that the eyes of Musa alayhi salam was bewitched and he imagined it to be a snake, but it turned into an actual snake. Now over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say hayyatun. Allah said, yeah, it became a qurban. Qurban is a huge serpent. Like an anaconda, or something of that nature. A huge serpent in the court of Fir'aun, that small little staff of Musa alayhi salam had and threw to the ground, it transformed into an actual huge serpent in the court of Fir'aun. The second miracle that Allah had given Musa alayhi salam was that Allah told him to take his hand, place it to his side, withdraw his hand, and as he was because in his hand there will be an illuminating bright light, a white light that will emerge from his hand and that will shine and illuminate the entire place. So that was the first sign. The second sign, when the ayatah, Musa alayhi salam was in his hand, but Ida, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, immediately, suddenly, he abayba'ah, it was bright, white, shining, then now revealed for the observer, meaning they observed it with their very own eye. Fir'aun saw this, and everyone was impressed, obviously. Everyone in the court of Fir'aun, they were amazed by what they had seen. So Fir'aun then turned to the chiefs, and he turned to the people of his court. قَالَ لِلْمَلَأِ Fir'aun said to the courtier, حَوْلَهُ who were seated around him, إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ Indeed, this man is certainly an expert magician. He's a very knowledgeable magician. He's an expert in the science of magic. And what you are seeing here is nothing more than magic. يُرِيدُ وَيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ بِسِحْرِهِ He wants to take over this land. That's why he has come. This land, Musa, he wants to drive you out. He wants to expel you out from his land, بِسِحْرِهِ using his magic. Now, Fir'aun touched on a sensitive nerve. These people are all people of power and people of authority. They are ministers and they enjoy prominent position within the society. So Fir'aun tells them, look here, you are going to all lose your positions. If you don't oppose this man, you are going to lose your political clout. You are going to lose all the privileges that you enjoy as chiefs of Egypt. So he tells him that, listen, he wants to drive you all out, and he wants to expel you all out from this land using his magic, so that he can take over the land of Egypt. So Fir'aun, who claimed to be God, and who claimed to be Lord, and who claimed to be the deity, he does not know what to do. He's so confused. he is left without any answer to this, what does he do? He tells his Lord, you tell me what to do. Is this the Lord? Is this a God? Is this a person who enjoys divinity? That eventually he has to turn to his own quarters and say, listen, I'm in a position now where I cannot respond to this man. How do I respond to this miracle that he has performed? So now that you won't put you off the jest, what should I do? They said, leave him and his brother for a while. Don't imprison him as you have threatened. Do not kill him. Don't do that. Leave him and his brother for a while. وَبَعَتْ بِالْمَدَائِذِ حَاشِرِينَ Firaun, send collectors, gatherers, into all the cities. Appoint some men and send them out Egypt to all the different cities and send them as gatherers and as collectors. To do what? يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَحَارٍ عَلِيمٍ They should bring to you every highly expert magician. Let's have a contest. So send these gatherers and these people who will go out inviting and locating and identifying every highly expert magician and ask them to come. فَجُمِعَ السَّحَرَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all the magicians were gathered لِمِقَاتِ يَوْمِ مَعْلُومِ for the appointed time of a known day. The day was fixed. And Musa alayhi salam was given the option to choose the day, and he chose the day of Eid. He wanted it to be on the day of Eid, this contest between himself and all the magicians, all the highly expert magicians of Egypt. He wanted it on the day of Eid because he wanted everyone to be present. On the day of Eid, everyone is free. So he wanted everyone to be there and to witness this contest between the truth and the falsehood. Waqeel. And then invitations were not only sent out to the magician, but waqeel al-innas, an invitation was sent out to the people. It was announced to the people and said to them, hal antum mujtami'un, will you all assemble? Will you all come? Will you all be present? La'allana nattafi'u sahara, perhaps and maybe we shall follow the magicians, so that we can follow the magicians. We support them and we will follow them and we will be there to encourage them. In kanu humul ghalibin, if they are the victorious ones.